Boom, shakalaka boom. You've tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. This, my friends, is the Clay Edwards Show. I am, of course, Clay Edwards, flying solo here on a Thursday morning. And hey, you know what? Something I do not mind ever doing. Something, frankly, I enjoy doing it because I know how cool it is to hear your name on the radio. If y'all ever got your kid with you, your significant other, you want me to wish them a happy birthday, it don't matter how big or widespread or whatever this show becomes, we ain't never too big than to make somebody's day by letting them hear their name on the radio and let's wish them a happy birthday. I just want to put that out there. DJ Finesse over at 99 Jams did that for me a couple times for my daughter. I remember hearing my name on the radio, so I never mind wishing somebody a happy birthday. As a matter of fact, I wished my girlfriend a happy birthday yesterday. So we got one of our favorite listeners this morning. It's his son's birthday. Corinthian II. Happy birthday, young man. I hope you are doing well this morning. I hope you're having a fine, fine morning. I hope you have a great birthday. Keep the cake away from me. I will eat all of it. So happy birthday if you're heading to school or work or wherever you're going this morning. Have the best day. And you got a great father there. Great father. Good head on his shoulders, too. So must be a great guy. Listen to the Clay Edwards Show. Hey, real quick, let's do things a little bit differently this morning. Let me go ahead and tell you what's for lunch real quick. We've been blessed with a bunch of sponsors on this show, and we got to start squeezing them in different places here. real quick, Burgers, Blues, Barbecue, don't forget they're open for breakfast right now. Y'all riding around, you want some breakfast, want some birthday breakfast? Could buy the Madison or the Dogwood location and try one of the Southern fresh made chicken biscuits or the chicken and waffles. They have other stuff available as well. That is breakfast at Burgers, Blues, Barbecue. Again, only at the Madison and Dogwood location. And, of course, they're open for lunch. All three locations, lunch and dinner. Downtown Brandon, Madison, and Dogwood. Today's plate lunch special is the hamburger steak and the country fried steak. Y'all know how I feel about country fried steak. I ate some yesterday, and I start my keto diet today, so I am going to be country fried free for a little bit. But don't let that discourage you from getting out there and trying the country fried steak. Of course, you can always try one of their award-winning hamburgers. They brought it back by popular demand. I didn't know it went anywhere, but apparently it did. The B3 Bacon Jam Smash Burger is back at all the locations. I had it twice last month. Thank me later, as I like to say. If you're going to be in downtown Jackson today, Martin's. Best plate lunch in all of Hinds County. That's where I ate my last country fried steak for at least 30 days yesterday. Today's plate lunch special is the pot roast. And if you like pot roast, I am sure it's probably going to be one of the best pot roasts you've ever had. They don't do anything halfway when it comes to the food or anything else for that matter at Martin's downtown. Open daily from 11 to 2. Go sit out on the new patio while the weather is nice and mild and not too offensive. It is a nice, nice view out there. So that's Martin's downtown. Of course, all these places are available on food delivery apps. Check out their websites, burgersblues.com and martinsdowntownjxn.com for more info on which food app is they use. All right, let's jump in. The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. 769-241-1944. The Mazda of Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. We got one more birthday wish this morning. Would like to wish Hugh Janice a happy birthday. So happy birthday to Hugh and to a young Corinthian. I hope I'm saying Corinthian's name correct there. All right, now let's do what we do. We got an hour. We got a guest coming in an hour or two. We got an hour of just me. Let's go scorched earth, shall we? I got a couple of things I've been paying attention to the last few days and have not had a chance to really rant and rave about them. First, let's talk about WNBA salaries. I know that's a little different than what we normally do on this show. Now, of course, my computer just froze up on me here. Sorry, so neither here nor there. I don't need the numbers to rant about this. Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, just got drafted number 1 and 7 overall. I don't know who the other 5 women in between them were, 2 through 6. I'm obviously good, I guess. And everybody's upset because these women are extremely popular. Extremely popular, and God bless them. Making a ton of money through the NIL system in college. Because, you know, college fans love their schools, so they're going to make sure that the best players get paid the most money to give them the best chance of winning. You know, so with Angel Reese down in Baton Rouge, LSU's got one of the most loyal, diehard fan bases in the country. They've been cheating for years paying players at LSU. They know how to do it. So the minute you legalize it, they're really going to do it. Surprised anybody else in this country has won a national championship with LSU being able to cheat publicly. That's not a knock at LSU fans either. I'm a Mississippi State fan. I'm just jealous that we ain't quite got it like y'all. And then you got Caitlin Clark, arguably the best player to come out of anywhere in a long, long time. She is making millions in endorsement deals and NIL money. Anyway, long story short, they're both going to be making about $300,000 over the first 4 years of their contracts, and people have lost their minds over the fact that these women are not going to be making as much as their NBA counterparts. And this explains so much to me about the shape our country is currently in and the idiot nut jobs that are running our country. Take your thoughts and feelings of the WNBA and put them aside. I can probably name a team or two just by default of watching SportsCenter for 30 years, 40 years, however long I've been watching SportsCenter. I don't watch it anymore. I haven't watched it in 5 or 6, 7, 8, 9 years. But I think the Indiana Fever, the Washington Mystics, the Los Angeles Sparks. That's really it. I know Vegas has got a team now that's really good, but I could not tell you the name of them to save my life if there was a gun to my head right now. I couldn't tell you any player other than the Brittany Griner. That's a dude playing women's basketball. But economics. I could tell you that you got to make more money than you spend to be successful. They generate somewhere between 100 and 200 million a year. It's been in business right at 30 years now. It's lost money every year of its existence. Not just a couple years of its existence. Every year of its existence, the WNBA has lost money. The NBA generates $100 billion a year. Something insane. It makes money. Now, I think it's a terrible product. I don't like the NBA. I don't know how it makes money. Though it makes money through its TV deals. That's really it. If nobody showed up to an NBA game and spent a penny on tickets, it would still generate $100 billion because of its global TV deals. They actually make more money on their TV deal in China than they do in America. That's why they don't care what Americans think. That's why they push the rainbow agenda, the BLM agenda, the anti-American agenda over here. We're not their key demo anymore. So people are mad, again, including President Biden. And I had all kind of great stuff, but my computer screen's locked up here. It never does that. It doesn't want me. The man doesn't want me talking about this. So they're going to be making about $70,000 a year back to the WNBA here. And people are just outraged, like, these women deserve their fair share. Even Joe Biden, or whoever runs Joe Biden's Twitter, Karine Jean-Pierre, say that these women need to be paid more. No, they don't. You chose to do something that people don't choose to consume on a professional level. Like, I would just love to know how many WNBA games Joe Biden has bought a ticket for. I'd love to know how many WNBA games all these talking heads have bought tickets for. Since they think that all these women need to make more money. How often have they invested into this sport? They haven't. That's it. This would be like, you know what it really reminds me of? And it all goes back to woke nonsense. It's like if I go to college and I get one of these underwater basket weaving degrees that these liberals love to get. If I get a, and by underwater basket weaving degree, I'm referring to DEI, CRT, liberal arts, these bogus psychology degrees they get that they can't do anything with. And then being upset that I just spent a couple $100,000, whatever a degree costs nowadays, and the most I can make is 20 grand a year. Well, you chose to get a degree for a field that doesn't pay anything. I've gotten into talk radio. I understand that on a local level, there's a ceiling financially. There's only so much room for ads. There's only so much you can charge for ads. No matter how popular your show is, I'm fine with that. I create other means of income. Other sources of income. I'm not mad that I can't go charge a small locally owned business 10 times more than my advertising is worth. Because I think that's what's fair for me. You can't decide to do something that nobody cares about and then get mad that you're not making as much doing as somebody who plays another sport, a more profitable sport. I shouldn't even have to be explaining this stuff. Why is this even a conversation? It's a conversation because the nut job idiots running this country, the Democrats, and frankly, the Republicans too, in Washington are idiots. But that's another conversation. The Democrats are in charge of the White House. They're the ones pushing this. So that's who we're going to talk about this morning. It's no different than when Megan Rapinoe and them bent America over a barrel and got equal pay for women's soccer. It doesn't generate what men's soccer generates. Like, you can't be mad that people don't care about your sport as much as they do another. You know, those other sports have big head starts. There's generations and generations of men's soccer players. Men's baseball, men's football. Well, there's only men's football. Men's basketball. I mean, the NBA used to be on tape delay. The finals used to be on tape delay. And those guys had to have second jobs. It's a better understanding when you see them throw these fits of why America is in the debt that it is and why they think everything's supposed to be free. So what are we supposed to do? Just print up more money and subsidize the WNBA? I mean, the NBA already does that. It's not fair for these women. They're famous. They deserve to automatically be paid millions because they're famous. Well, use your social media like other influencers. Build up a big following. Sell ads. Get clicks. Do all that. There's ways to make money, and most of them do. And in defense of these women, it's not them publicly complaining. It's the wokes on the outside complaining on their behalf. I grew up in a house with my sister who played sports her entire way through school. From the time she was tall enough to hit a ball off a tee to when she graduated Hines. And she still does sports stuff. Very athletic. I would have loved to see my sister have the opportunity to play professional softball and make money doing it. But that doesn't mean it gets to happen. Let's take a call real quick. Hey, good morning. You're on there.
Good morning. It's Buddy.
Hey, Buddy.
Look, this equality or equity crap is it starts with this. We don't keep score in sporting events anymore for the little guys. We give everybody a little award. And you're good. I'm good. Now, I grew up like your daddy. I'm a baseball fan. I was a Yankees fan from the get-go. And on Saturday afternoons, that's where my friends and I were. We were piled up watching baseball. After watching it, we'd go out and play it. Now, I became a soccer fan for a brief while Pelé was playing. He was magic. And I watched soccer. Well, I don't watch that much soccer now. I watch a little football, and I had a niece who played girl softball. I became a softball fan. If I can find on a Saturday afternoon when it's raining or something, I can't get out. If I can find a girl softball game, I sit there and watch it. I go to my local school and watch it. When Brother Terry's daughter Maddie played, I'd go watch it.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you, girl softball is one of the most competitive group of one of the most competitive sports, and we've talked about girls softball a lot on the show this week for some reason, but girls softball, son, they get at it. You got a bunch of catty women out there getting athletically competitive. It's on, son.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, even with that, they had a fantastic team, and Maddie Fent was a fantastic athlete.
Mm-hmm.
But there'd be 15 of us sitting in the stands. You walk next door to the boys' game, and the stands are full. It is market-driven. Now, you know, the thing that saved women's sports was Title IX. And I think it was a good thing because there's some girls that wanted to play sports. And, you know, back then it was how you go out to the vacant lot out there on the edge of the parking lot and play ball. But it's like any profession. You know, the profession I chose, I had caps at each level that I was in, and I had to work hard to go on up. Everybody didn't get paid the same because everybody didn't produce the same. And that's what's going to kill this country. And I watch a show, American Greed, sometimes. And just to put it in a basic thing that people can understand, greed is what drives our world, and I'm talking about good greed. When I worked as much as I could. I wanted my kids to have the best clothes, the best car, the best food, the best house, and I worked hard to achieve it. And look, I'm 75 years old, and I still work 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, and I got two retirements and Social Security coming in because I want more. If I want to go out and buy a new car, I want to go out and plop down for it. If I want a pair of $500 cowboy boots, I can buy them because I get out and achieve, and I get paid what I'm worth. A guy with absolutely no skills, and all he can do is flip a burger, doesn't deserve the same payout. That's what's wrong. We have coddled, and we're supporting the kids and grandkids of the flower power generation. And right now, we've got people, I know of several families, none of them work. And the reason they won't work is they can't get $25 an hour, and, you know, they couldn't pour water out of a boot. So my feeling, years and years ago, I made several trips to Russia.
Hey, buddy.
It was a dreary place. But,
hey, buddy, can you hold on through the break? I got to take
a
break.
Look, I'll let you go. Have a good day and give them hell, bro.
Thank you, brother. Uh-huh. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. We are live here on 103.9 FM WYAB. This little segment here is going to be brought to you by my friends and yours at Guns and Gear. Hey, they got a cool event coming up. I actually went to it a few months ago, and it was extremely, extremely helpful. They got knife sharpening, coming. That's right. Knife Sharpening by Donovan Phillips. Great guy. It's an 8-hour event. They're going to be there all day on Saturday. This Saturday from 9 to 5. That's right. April 20th. 420. Get your knife sharpened at Guns and Gear. As always, buy a gun while you're there. No, I'm not kidding, but buy a gun while you're there. Seriously. And, of course, they got all your accessories. They're the home of No Limit Ammo. And if you need any gun work while you're getting your knives sharpened, bring it. Let them check it out. You know, I'm not sure we know what the weight process is on something like that, but they do handle all your gunsmithing and Cerakoting needs as well. You can shop them online, gunsingearms.com. Or you can always just stop by right there, Highway 51 North at Yandell Road in Gluckstadt, Mississippi. Guns and Gear. Man, they got to be pushing a little over 10 years now. 11 years-ish out there at the same location. So good stuff there. Always enjoy chopping it up with Hunter and the team. So this Saturday, big knife sharpening event at Guns and Gear all day. So we took, believe it or not, we took some clippers, like a hair clippers by there, like some commercial grade ones. Took the blades there, and he was able to sharpen those for us. So it's more than just knives. That was a big help, big money saver, paying him $7, $8, $9, $10, whatever it was, to sharpen those versus having to order some new ones. So very appreciative of that. So you just never know. I mean, it's way more than just knives. Yeah, it's a conversation I would like to have one day, just about knife sharpening. I think, you know, just tools of that nature. I think that'd be cool. All right, so let's see here. Lots of text messages. And somebody called several times on the Mazda Jackson phone line but kept hanging up when I put them on hold. Same person over and over. So, you know, you're welcome to call back, 601-879-0002. Jace says on the Guns and Gear text line, when I saw Clark's salary, I was like, that's not right. Then it made me realize how overpaid other athletes are. She will get millions in endorsements all while doing what she loves, so it's fair. 100% agree. It does let you know how overpaid other athletes are. In my opinion, they could fix a lot of this mess by just refusing to pay the other athletes what they think they're worth. I mean, just draw that back some. Every year, it's just, it gets higher and higher and higher. And I understand the companies are making more and more money. But, gentlemen, you got to give them more and more. What are they going to go play in the other NFL? Are they going to go play in the other NBA? I mean, I guess they could just go play in the WNBA and say they're trans. It makes $76,000 a year. Let's take a call on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on this morning?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Not much. You know, I've argued with people for years over this stuff. You know, they work this money. The managers and all make this money. The owners make this money. But it always trickles back to the fans because the ticket prices go up. You know, that's the reason I quit going to a lot of music events. I'm not paying $400 or $500 for an hour and a half, 2 hour show. You know, and it's just like, you know, like you're saying, I mean, what makes you so privileged? I mean, you're good and everything, you know, then they get now, look what happens out of when they get all that money. They waste it. They don't invest it.
I agree with you 100%. A lot of the rock star, or the entertainment money on live tickets, that's a Ticketmaster deal. That's not them.
Well, and I get that. You know, like I said, I get all the, you know, everybody's got to get their paint. You know, because like those, a lot of those athletes, look how much money they have to pay for lawyers and all, because they don't know how to deal. You know, everybody's trying to get on the bank. Look, who was that? MC Hammer. You know, they get this big pile of people all around them. You know, I get it and understand, but, you know, they want, like he's talking about $25 an hour to flip a hamburger. I mean, everybody could get a comfortable living without, you know, because they kill people in the politics and all about, you know, poor people don't have. Well, I don't see you doing without. Bill Pike and Sapler.
I'm with you, brother. Chris, have a blessed one, man.
All right, man, be safe.
Uh-huh. Let's take another call here on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Hey, you're on there.
Good morning. I did a little research. The NBA is grossing about $10.5 billion, with a B, per year, and their profit margin is about 30%. So you can figure out that the NBA is pretty profitable. It may be the most profitable sporting situation in America. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yeah, exactly. That's kind of a point. Well, I think the NFL is the most profitable, but the NBA makes a ton of money, and it makes a ton of that money in those TV contracts. This is where I gotta wind it back just a little bit here, because I'm wrong when I said something there a minute ago. I said we should just quit overpaying these athletes. I am a capitalist, and if the market dictates that's what they get, then that's what they get. What you stop doing, if you think they're making too much money and they're a bunch of privileged punks, is you quit supporting them. That's how that works. Quit watching it on TV. We had the NFL bent over a barrel after all the BLM nonsense, but y'all just couldn't quite hold them there. And now they still got that end racism crap painted in the end zones and rainbows and pink uniforms, and the NHL has LGBTQ night. I've quit watching sports. I mean, I'll dabble in it here and there, but I've quit watching. I watch WWE more than I watch any other sport. They at least keep the politics and the LGBTQ stuff out from in front of my face. They just tell a story. I know it's fake. So is the news. So I'm going to start telling people every time they tell me wrestling's fake. I know. So is everything else on your TV. Let's take a break. We ran over big time that first segment. Welcome back in to the Clay Edwards Show. Hey, real quick, guys, Reliable Rental Equipment got a big announcement here. You know, one of the toughest things coming out of the pandemic and being self-employed, just all that stuff, the scamdemic, is getting money, getting a loan. And especially, guys, if you're a self-employed 1099 business owner, or you're trying to get a business started, a side hustle going. I mean, this started out as my side hustle. Trust me, I get it. It's getting financing. What if I told you that as of now at Reliable Rental Equipment, they got a lot of that kind of stuff. I mean, you want to go, you know, get a zero-turn mower, you need a trailer, you want to start a lawn business, they got financing available for all types of credit, good, bad, and no credit. Get over there today, see Reddy, Teddy McRaney, or just Teddy McRaney. You don't have to call him Reddy Teddy. It just rolls off the tongue so well. Give them a shout today over at Reliable Rental Equipment. Let them take care of all of your heavy equipment or small light equipment needs, from bulldozers and earth-moving equipment, roll-off dumpsters, to zero-turn mowers and weed eaters, airdrop trailers. They got it all, side-by-sides, four-wheelers, golf carts. Give them a shout today. Meadowbrook Road, North Jackson, ReliableRentalEquipment.com. All right, man, this has been a spicy topic this morning. I didn't expect WNBA talk to rule the first hour, but it's common sense, really, right? It's not WNBA. I want to read Jerry's text here on the Guns and Gear text line. He says, welfare for sports no one cares enough about to open their wallet. That's what it is. You know it's coming down the pipe. I mean, as much money as we see in Ukraine, I mean, I'd rather fund the WNBA than I would Ukraine. At least that's money that goes back into this economy. Like, that's really the question of the day. What would you rather fund? Question of the day. What would you rather fund than Ukraine? And it's got to be something stupid, too. Not our border. I mean, let's have some fun with this, right? Things you would rather fund than sending another penny to Ukraine. Michael Guest, I hope you're listening this morning. The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Continuing on Jerry's text here. He says, women's tennis plays best of three sets. Men's play best of five, so they want equal work for 40% less work. P.S. Women's softball, six innings. Men's baseball, nine. Women wear helmets and masks. Men get scratched. I haven't seen women. Well, back when my sister played, and I ain't watched a girls' softball tournament in a while, women did not wear face masks. So, I am not going to I'm not going to knock women's sports. I'm going to knock the money they can make, because it's, I hate to say this as the father of a daughter, as a brother, as a son, as a boyfriend to a wonderful woman. I've been surrounded by wonderful women in my life, my whole life. You know what sells? Sex sells. Sexy, attractiveness. You know, I know nobody likes hearing the truth here. The WNBA ain't popular because they all look like a bunch of tatted up, and I ain't got no problem with tattoos. I love a woman with tattoos. They all like a bunch of tatted up trash. They all look like men. They all think they're men. Hell, most of them probably are men. It's just, after about 6 foot two, I'm 6'3", so yeah. After about 6'2", it just ain't that attractive anymore. And then when you try to, and they're mostly all lesbian, so they're basically trying not to be attractive, unfortunately. You can be a lesbian and be attractive, by the way. They're just, it ain't on the basketball court, apparently. That you need to figure out a way to get men to watch sports. At the end of the day, that's the demo for sports, whether y'all like it or not. Men overwhelmingly consume sports on TV. I know there's some women sports fans out there. I just said overwhelmingly, it's men. Men are drawn to attractive. Why do you think women's tennis is popular? Anna Kournikova. Women's wrestling. Women's MMA. Now, not all women's MMA. Some of them are absolute studs, son. But they wear tight stuff. They're in good shape. They don't like freaks. These are basic things here. Jason Whitlock did a whole show about this the other day, so I want to make sure I credit him for this thought process. He did the WNBA draft the other night. They actually dressed like attractive women when they got drafted. Not women in pantsuits. Or frankly, just suits and ties. I mean, that's a big turnoff to the overwhelming majority of America. Men and women. Most girls that I know, like normal women, like to see other attractive women. And I don't mean that in like a, no diddy. It is, you know, I think girls can appreciate seeing another attractive girl. Men like seeing attractive women. I mean, why do you think girls' volleyball is so overwhelmingly popular? They wear the tightest shorts in the world, and they do a lot of squats, apparently. Men's are captivated by that. I'm not saying get out there in bikinis and play bikini basketball, but I'm saying embrace your feminism. It's okay. It's okay to be sexy. It's okay to be pretty. Bikini basketball, it's got a nice sound to it. Read some more of your text here. Tim on the Guns and Gear text line says, I'm late to this. You may have already said, but the WNBA loses money. The NBA clears billions with a B. Yep. Lane says, Venus Williams, arguably the greatest female tennis player of all time, stated on live TV that any male player in the lower 100 rankings would destroy her. It's a different level. Well, it's all about level of competition. I don't necessarily care. I don't need to see a man and a woman play and be competitively balanced. I just want whoever the person is playing to be competitively balanced. It's like watching fighters. I don't want to watch a novice and a pro go at it. I want to watch two pros or two amateurs go at it. I want equal skill set. And it can be a competitive battle. You don't have to have Jordan versus Jordan. Let's see here. Blake on the Guns and Gear text line says, I can't remember the last time I was scrolling through and saw a WNBA game in primetime on a major network. So they want a quality. Then they need to start with ESPN, ABC, and or NBC because they don't get played in primetime. I was thinking about that on the way in this morning, listening to somebody else's take on this whole topic. I would be willing to bet you, and I mean, I guess I could Google this and look it up. I bet you they don't make a penny on their TV deal. I guarantee you they have to give that to ABC, ESPN, Disney, whoever has the rights to their TV deal. It's a trade out for promotion. And whatever they make in ad sales, the TV company keeps. They don't have an ad split with them. It is a token for the NBA. They make you, the NBA in their TV rights deal makes you take the WNBA too. All these woke companies, your Disneys and ESPNs of the world, I know they're owned by the same people. You know, they should put their money where their mouths is and give them a big TV deal. Give them a couple billion dollars. That's where the money comes from for this. All right, we got to take a break, come back, land the plane for hour one. In hour two, we got a guest here in the studio, old friend of mine, Cy Parks. He just opened up a new business or reopened a business up in Madison County area, the Lost Sock. I'm going to tell you all about that and more. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Hey, guys, Stonington Farm, they'll be back up here before you know it. Get your grass-fed beef order in now. Go to stoningtonfarm.com. That's Stonington with two N's, farm.com. Stonington Farms. Stonington Farms, plural then, I'm sorry. Stoningtonfarms.com. Get your order in for your grass-fed beef. Been converting people over for well over a year now. Try the grass-fed difference. 100% grass-fed, grass-finished, antibiotic, mRNA, and steroid-free. Mississippi-raised beef. Support local. All right, read a few of your texts out before we close out hour one. I saw some breaking news that there's been a wreck out. A car has driven into the reservoir, and somebody is deceased in the aftermath of said wreck. So prayers for them. That's crazy. Let's see. We got a bunch of text here. Unknown texter. Clark and Reese aren't the ones upset. The media seems to be hyping it up, trying to get all the woke people so upset. That's true. 100%. I was actually just talking to the station radio boss man about this very topic. It's the media driving this. The women haven't said anything. They understand. At least their public stance on it is that they understand salaries are low, but you got to be playing the basketball to get all the other stuff. Like Caitlin Clark, she don't have the State Farm deal or the Gatorade deal without the on-the-court action. That's minimal in this. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, Cy Parks on the show.